surrender all. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 God bless you so much. I can thank you for leading us in prayers and for leading us in some time of worship. God bless you. Amen. How many of you are excited to be at this place on this power prayer altar tonight at this time? How many of you can truly say that you have been looking forward to this night for this fourth day of the crossover service?
Who's this, number one?
Amen.
Good. And I hope that we all came here with some expectation. We just didn't come here because, oh yes, we've been here on day one, day two, day three, and today is the fourth day, so we have to show ourselves. But we are here with expectation. I want us to enter into a time of prayer because we don't want to take what this night signifies for granted. God has been so faithful. Beyond our imagination, beyond our comprehension, He's been good. In spite of everything that happened, in spite of the disappointment, in spite of the hurt, in spite of the betrayal, He still remains faithful. He has kept us from January 1st through February, through March, through April, through May, through June, through July, through August, through September, through October, through November and December. And not just December, tonight happens to be December 31st. And indeed, He's been faithful. Not everybody that was able to translate or enter into the year 2025 are still here and alive today. But the Lord has preserved you and I and has covered us with His precious blood, sanctified us unto good works, and has brought us together on such a night as this to cross over into the new year 2026. And you tell me that, oh, maybe because you had this prayer request and it wasn't answered, and so God hasn't been good. That's a lie. The fact that there is breath in your lungs is enough reason for you to give thanks. So we are going to all enter into a time of prayer. The first point of prayer is, Father, thank you for bringing us together again. And we are just here to offer a prayer of thanksgiving and acknowledgement of your faithfulness. Because just as Psalm 118 verse 23 says, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Anything, we could have taken anything at all for granted. But we can't take the mercies of God for granted. We can't take this life that you and I enjoy freely for granted. You can even take the very air that you and I breathe for granted until you go to the ICUs in the hospitals and see how many ounces of oxygen and life support they have to put on people to give them an artificial air for them to breathe. But you and I have been given this air so freely. If we were to pay for it, maybe I couldn't have afforded it. But for His grace and His mercy, He's given that to us free. I want us to go into a time of prayer and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for keeping us from January to December. We acknowledge your protection, your provision, and presence over our lives in the year 2025. In Jesus' name, and we have just come to acknowledge you and to thank you for tonight. Shall we pray? Spirit of the living God, we just want to give you thanks and praise and honor and adoration. Glorify your name because you are a good God. Father, you have been faithful. You have been amazing. You have been awesome. Thank you for the life that we enjoy today in our present life. In the mighty name of Jesus. For your preservation, for your provision, for your protection. We give you glory and honor and adoration. Because of who you are. You have been so good to us, Lord Jesus. And tonight I have come with my hands lifted up to you. Thank you, Father. I thank you for my life. I thank you for the life of my children. Thank you for the power of prayer altar. Thank you for the power of prayer altar. Thank you for the power of prayer altar.
I have come to give you thanks because of who you are, for you are a faithful God.
You are an awesome God, and there is no one like you. I glorify your name, Lord of God. Thank you for your faithfulness, Jesus. If it had not been for you on my side, Lord Jesus, what would I be? Thank you for the presence of the enemy that was a plan against my life. But by your grace, by your mercy, by your covenant, you have kept me. You have kept my children. You have kept my family. Father, you have kept my proper family members. Father, we are grateful. We give you all the thanks. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 We are going to continue to pray and offer a prayer of thanksgiving. We are saying that, Lord, we just want to thank you for every battle you fought for us. The ones we were able to see with our naked eyes and the wise, the ones unseen. Thank you that what was designed to break us could not defeat us. As we step into the year 2026, we step into 2026 with gratitude. And we refuse to cross over with fear. We refuse to cross over with bitterness. We refuse to cross over with disappointment or regret. We release the past in Jesus' mighty name. And we release you and cause your hand to propel us into a year of acknowledgement, a year of your faithfulness, a year of your goodness, a year of your blessings, a year of your miracles. In Jesus' mighty name, shall we pray. Spirit of the living God, we continue to praise you and honor you and adore you, for you are a good God, you are a faithful God. Father, thank you for we are thankful for all that you continue to do for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for every battle that you fought for me. Thank you for the battle, whether I saw them or I didn't. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that everything that was designed to bless me, that was designed to destroy me, Father, you destroy me by the power of the blood of Jesus. Father, as we step into 2026, I say that as long as I enter into the year with gratitude, I refuse to cross over with any leftover of the year 2025. Therefore, I refuse every fear, every bitterness, every betrayal, every disappointment, every mistake. No more in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you have been so good to me, Lord. Many were the blessings, the things that were so mind blowing, Jesus, that you did for me. You continue to amaze me, Lord. You are a faithful God. You are a good, good Father. You are a covenant keeping God. Who can be compared to Jesus? Thank you for all your awesome things done in my life, Lord. The many testimonies that you gave us, Lord Jesus, we are grateful. The many healings of our sickness, of our disease, that was meant to cross, that you delivered us from and healed us from. We have come to give you praise. We have come to give you glory. We have come to give you honor and adoration. For you deserve all the glory, Jesus. You deserve all the honor, Jesus. We give you all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor.
Thank you,
in the mighty name of Jesus. As we continue to pray, we are praying against every cycle of delay. every cycle of stagnation and limitation. We break and expire as we cross into 2026 in Jesus' mighty name. For Nahum 1:9 says, affliction will not rise up a second time. Therefore, we refuse to be afflicted. We refuse to be limited. We refuse to be delayed or stagnated. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, therefore, we cause and end to this every stagnation in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will propel us back and push us into a new year of hope, a new year of miracles, a new year of expectations, a new year of praise and worship and adoration to His holy name. In Jesus' mighty name shall you be great. We praise the King of Kings. We praise the Lord of Lords. We worship you because of your majesty. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, covenant keeping God. Thank you that you are not a God that you like. Thank you, Father, that you repent. That everything that you have said to do, that shall you do in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we come back with testimonies to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you all the glory. Everything is spoken about comes to pass. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. We are praying and asking the Holy Spirit to activate the extra dimension in our life. We are saying that, Father, release the extra anointing so that you'll be able to position us, that you'll be able to promote us, that you'll be able to prepare us for purpose in this year 2026. Father, position and promote us and prepare us for purpose in 2026. We are not just going to enter into 2026 without a purpose. We are not going to enter into 2026 without a calling. But we are saying that, Father, in any way, in any dimension, that you have to promote us, that you have to position us. We are praying for that divine unction and favor that was poured upon Isaac to be our portion tonight, even as we prepare to enter into the year 2026, so that we shall enter into this year with purpose, with determination, with promotion, with elevation that comes only from God. In the mighty name of Jesus, shall we pray? Spirit of the living God, we pray for the favor that was given unto Isaac. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we just want to give you thanks and honor and adoration. because of who you are. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the adoration. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And as we're getting ready for some, in just a few hours, to usher into the year 2026, we are praying for open doors and divine access. We are saying that, Lord, open doors in 2026 that no man, no system, or no enemy can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that let every door that has resisted us bow to divine timing now. In the mighty name of Jesus. That we will receive supernatural access into rooms, into platforms, into our divine assignments and calling and opportunities prepared for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, in this new year 2026, in Jesus' mighty name shall we pray. Spirit of the living God, I call for your divine doors to be opened unto us. That I shall walk into my higher calling. That I shall walk into my higher purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for open doors, God. I pray for divine access. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are the one who is able to open the door that no man can shut. You are the one who is able to open the system that no system can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus, God of Nazareth. Therefore, Father, I pray that you make a way. Will you make away for me. What are your words and ask for those that know their mothers are too excellent? Father, in this year 2026, with the people of power, prayer altars shall do excellent. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall walk in victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you call those that don't make it suck. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. We receive the supernatural access into rooms, Lord Jesus. Into our families, into platforms, into the name of Jesus. And we are not meant to pray. Oh, that was in the mighty name of Jesus, but you are God of all flesh and nothing that you give us. But I just said that before we call you, we ask you, we bow ourselves to you. But this is our heart, Lord. Do that which only you can do. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. And last but one prayer, we are praying for divine speed and acceleration. And we are calling on the God of restoration to restore us everything that the enemy has stolen from us. In this year 2025, even before this year, we are decreeing that Lord Jesus comes and release of acceleration to us. And what was delayed for years, make it manifest quickly in this new year 2026. Because your word says in Isaiah 60:22, I the Lord will make it happen quickly. You didn't say you make it happen slowly. You said quickly. Therefore, we are taking and we are standing on your word that in this year 2026, you will cause a release, you will cause an acceleration, you will cause speed to happen to us in the areas that we need things to happen. In the name of restoration to happen quickly, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that every year that was lost, that was wasted, that was stolen or delayed from us, you will call it back with restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, shall we pray. Spirit of the living God, we glorify your name. King of kings and Lord of lords, we honor you. By the God of divine, by the God of acceleration, by the God of restoration. And for Father, anything that has been stolen from me, Jesus, I pray that you will come for the name of Jesus. For the restoration in the name of Jesus. Anything that the enemy has stolen from me, anything that the enemy has stolen from me, whatever the enemy has stolen, be my purpose. Thanks. Be my hope, be my faith in you. Whatever, Lord, be my finances, Lord Jesus. What I have, divine acceleration and divine restoration.
bring about heart
Finally, I want us to pray and plead the blood of Jesus over the declarations that we have received this past 3 days. We have said that, Father, cover us by the blood of Jesus, that in spite of any plot of the enemy, there shall be no tragedy, there shall be no premature death, there shall be no disaster or calamity that will face us in the year 2026, that our health will be preserved, our minds will be preserved, our households will be made intact and preserved, and our purpose on earth will be preserved in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are also saying that you will cause us to shift from waiting to walking, from surviving to thriving, from transition to transformation, from warfare to winning. Enough of this warfare, no more warfare. That whatever parts the enemy has set before us, we are going by the divine declaration that was declared, that in this year we shall face divine alignment in the name of Jesus. We shall have happiness in the name of Jesus. There shall be fulfillment of prophecies in the mighty name of Jesus. We call for divine acceleration in the name of Jesus. Divine financial breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. And divine healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Above all, we are praying for divine honor and favor. Every prophecy that has been declared on this altar, this past midnight, we are calling it into being. That, Father, we walk into it. We take possession of it. It shall be our portion, us and our children and our families. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Shall we begin to pray in the name of Jesus? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify your name. We honor you. We praise you. For you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for preservation of this new year in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that we enter into this year 2026 in power, that we shift from walking to from waiting to watching in the name of Jesus. That you begin to transform us. We are not just going to survive, we are going to thrive on. That we are going to see our purpose. That every declaration that has been declared on this prayer house shall be accomplished in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in this year 2026, I refuse to be refused in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that I shall walk in my higher calling and purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, my divine assignment will not be lost in the mighty name of Jesus. You will take me to greater heights in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there shall be restoration over my life and everything that the enemy has stolen from me. In the mighty name of Jesus, this shall be a year of divine wisdom and discernment. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be a year of mental stability, mental clarity for me and my family, and the people of all prayer also in the name of Jesus. Let this be a year of divine advancement in the mighty name of Jesus. In the areas of our businesses and our relationships, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the God, we just want to honor you for tonight. Thank you for your presence with us. We pray that you take over and take control over the rest of this service. And at the end, we'll have a cause to give you praise and glory and honor. In your mighty, matchless name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Apostle, amen. Please, I kindly hand over to you. Thank you.
Yes. God bless you, Reverend Doctor. God bless you so much. And God bless everybody who is on.